I want to read to you out of Isaiah 9th chapter. It says this: "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be Wonderful Counselor." We all need a wonderful counselor, don't we? Man, I think of all the challenges and all the questions that come and all, you know, we need a counselor. Mighty God, and we need somebody mighty that can, with everything we're facing. Eternal Father, again, what a picture of just being forever and ever with our dad. And Prince of Peace, and there'll be no end to it, the increase of his government or his peace. You know, I had Alexandro is a young man from Albania, and he's living in Czech, and he's going to a school there in Prague to become a diplomat. And God just really put us together. He interpreted for me in a little mountain church in Albania a couple years ago. And, you know, when I get up to speak, I never know just who's going to interpret and how it's going to go. It's really kind of a challenge because of the language barrier, and not just language, but just the heart attitude. And he and I were sharing quite a bit this week because he said, "I need a counselor. I need a counselor." And he called me, and he said, I just need to bounce some things off. A lot of things that has been going on really good, all of a sudden just he may be homeless in 30 days, he said. He's being booted out of the house that he's in, and he said it takes a long time to find a place in Prague. And anyway, he just said, and we're just talking. And he said, "Do you remember the very first thing you said to me?" I said, "No, I don't." And he just said, you turned to me and just said, "Stay humble." So I don't know what he said. He must have said something kind of cool. And I just turned and said, "Stay humble." And I laughed and he laughed. And I said, "Well, you know I meant that in the humblest way." And he said, "Man," he said, "it was all positive to me." And so we've been just really growing together since then. Our bodies helped him to continue the quest. He has a definite call in his life, a very smart young man that's going to have world impact. And then one of his statements was, he said at the end there, he just said, "In 2026, we're going to do great things together." And I was just thinking about that, the great things that are going to take place in 2026. Everything is speeding up. Everything is moving fast. And so there are going to be a lot of great things that take place. I was thinking just about, though, how we work so hard, don't we, sometimes getting our jobs prosper right. It takes wisdom to do that. It takes energy. And the part of that plan is so when you get up in your latter years, you got enough to be taken care of. And we prepare for that. But even today, when I was just driving into town, seeing people driving around, the thought just hit me. How prepared are they for all eternity? You know, if you retire at 65 and live to 85, 95, it's a really smart thing. It's a really wise thing. It's a really good thing. But it's only a few decades. We're about to step into eternity, every one of us. Just like all those pictures we saw, I thought David looked pretty sharp. Oh, we had some issues with AI, can I tell you? We had some issues. Chase was trying to put that together, and they wanted to have David have a slingshot, and AI wouldn't allow that because that's a weapon in a kid's hand. And we tried to have a fire with Moses, and that wasn't allowed. So, yeah, don't think they're, yeah. But anyway, I was just thinking about that, not to condemn anybody, but it's like, man, you prepare for retirement, but you don't prepare for eons and eons, and you don't think that it's going to make a difference when you get there? Whoa, that's some really short thinking, isn't it? And so then you can also look at the accomplishments we make in the kingdom. And as Alexandro just said, we're going to do great things together. Boy, it just is, I just felt this revelation. It just hit me, and I just said, amen. But the greatest will be together. It's not all the things we're just going to get to do together, but the greatest of everything is that we get to be together. We get to be one. And that was Christ when he was here. He prayed. He said, oh, Father, may they be one like we are one. May they really join together. May they really bond together. And boy, the scriptures are just full of scriptures that say, you know, above everything else, put on the heart of compassion. Put on love. Put on love one another. What's the first couple of commandments? Love God with all your heart and love one another. And so as we finish out this year and thinking about Christmas and again, congratulations to all the gifts that you guys have given to people all over the world, not just financially, but prayers. And people draw a lot from you, knowing that you care about them, knowing that you're praying for them, knowing that they could always come here and be welcomed and be together. And as I look at my next decade of year here on earth, I think, I guess that's why it really rung in my heart. I think the greatest thing that I'm going to be doing is being with people. Just being together. You know, a lot of great things will take place and they're exciting. But the greatest of these is Emmanuel, God with us. We get to be together with him. And if we have to go through some great things that aren't so fun, the greatest thing will still be to be with our Savior. All through it, all the good and the bad and everything else, and then be together with each other. So from that standpoint, I'm really excited about the future. I don't know, it takes a lot of pressure off me because you know what? All you and I have to really do is just be ourselves and finish our course. And if you don't know, being yourself is one of the toughest things you're ever going to do. To just let it be you. Who you really are, a child of God, filled with the Spirit of God, full of power, wisdom, and love. Father, we thank you for these kids. And we thank you, as Jody said, they will bear fruit all their life. And many of us will be gone as they bear fruit. And then their children will bear fruit. And we'll have to observe all that from above. That kind of brings a perspective, Father, that just places in our heart today a heart of gratitude, a heart of praise, and seeing a bigger picture that it went way back when and it's going to go way farther ahead. And it's just wise that we take a little time and look and say, the greatest thing about this moment that I'm living right now is Christ is in me and I'm in him and I love my brothers and sisters. In this family. May we keep that a focus as we go through all the seasons of life. And we deeply appreciate, Father, that you sent your Son, and he'll never, ever leave us, ever. He'll be that eternal, our eternal Father that we will have forever. And for that we say, thank you forever and ever. Amen. Have an awesome Christmas. God bless you.